You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Unbelievable. This guy is back again. And this was a real turd he had this week.
Amazing.
Like, he needed the Chargers to get to 2-3 and just merely tie Colin Cowherd. But he returns again. He did this last season.
Yep.
It was a bunch of 2-3s and 3-2s. And he stayed around for like all season. He stayed around.
Is it Jericho being really good at this or Colin being really, really bad?
Well, he says it's Jericho being really good at this. You could check him out being really good tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. And also AEW Dynamite every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. He is our champion, reigning across the years now, because the dude never loses. Are you ready to do this, Jericho, again? Or do you want to correct me on anything? Because I'm tired of the 2-3s. Like, you keep coming on here saying, this is the week I go 5-0, and then it's 2-3 turd, and at the end, I'm checking the 3.5 the Chargers need against the Raiders. It's annoying.
Hey, first of all, calm down, because here's the thing. I'm doing the bare minimum to stay on your show. Well, you got the great Colin Cowherd, one of the greatest sports analysts of all time, completely pooping the bed on a weekly basis. So I'm saving all of my best work for later on down the line when he starts putting it together. Right now, 2-3 is enough to get me back on the show, and that's good for me, and more importantly, that's good for you.
Survive in advance.
I'm going four for five this week.
I don't want you to go 4-5, okay? But listen, I'm going to defend my good friend Jericho, Dan. He's 11-9 in the season. That wins money. I mean, you're winning money if you take all of and he hasn't gotten hot yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about that?
Thanks, you guys. And I'm just hiding back in the weeds. Wait till I start putting on the real, true celebrity prognosticator skills that I'm known for.
Dan, the title doesn't change hands on a tie or a count out.
No, you got to beat the champion. That's true. You
got to do it. Advantage.
You got to do it convincingly. And so he is 11-9. Cowherd is 8-12. He continues to advance. Let's do this again.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Lines courtesy of our soulmates at DraftKings. Jets at Falcons. Falcons -3.5. Who you have?
I am going to go with the Falcons in honor of my friend Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest, who had some health issues this week. His nickname is the Falcon, so I'm going with the Falcons.
That is a great reason. Excellent.
Eagles at Panthers, Panthers -4. And I'm sorry if anyone has to watch that Jets-Falcons game. Eagles at Panthers, Panthers -4. Who you got?
Eagle fly free, man, all the way. Eagles are going to the top this year.
Okay, that analysis is somewhat flimsy as football analysis.
He's the champion, Dan.
Just Eagles soar is your analysis.
do I need to give a reason?
Eagles soar.
He's the greatest Eagles prognosticator ever. Why don't you stay out of giving him advice?
Okay, fair enough.
I go by feel, man. Yep. I go by where my heart takes me.
Attaboy.
And right now, my heart's taking me straight to Philly. You know why? Because I'm in Philly right now. That's why I'm taking the Eagles. Is that good enough reason for you, Levitard?
Even flimsier than the other one you gave me. Lions.
And I am really in Philly, though.
No, we know.
I believe you.
One in Rome. I prove it.
Lions and Vikings, prove it. What do you mean, prove it? How do you want him to prove it?
Well, you know what? Prove that I'm in Philly?
Yeah. Show us a cheesesteak right now.
Look at this. Out the window right
That's
here.
That's a curtain. They have buildings everywhere, building Jericho. Right
that could be anywhere.
That looks like Pittsburgh to me.
No, I saw the Rocky statue.
That's Cincinnati. Oh, wait.
Rocky statue.
Right. Staying in a library?
Rocko.
Wow, all right. So bleep off Billy. Is that proven?
Put you on your place right there.
Lions and Vikings. Vikings minus -7. Who you got?
Jeez Louise, man. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't want the Vikings to win, but at -7, should I take the chance? What should I do? Wow, those Vikings have been stinking up the bed. They're due for a big win pretty soon, but -7 against the Lions. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb. I'm on a roll. You know I'm hot.
Yes.
I'm going with the Vikings this week. Atta Vikings, boy. Baby.
Yes.
2-3.
I am hot.
2-3 is not a roll. 2-3 is not hot.
11
and 9. I'm back on your show, aren't I? If I wasn't on a roll, I'd be still sleeping right now, dummy.
Browns and Chargers. Chargers -1. Who you got?
Same reason as last week, man. Mick Jagger, most arrestio on the fine Arab Charger.
49ers at Cardinals -5.5. Who you got?
Going with the 49ers, man. I'm always into Joe Montana, Steve Young. The lineage lives on. And I got to take one ringer this week. If I'm going to go for the Chargers and the Vikings, I got to go for one ringer. And that's definitely the 49ers this week.
All right. Thank you. I hope we speak to you again next week.
Weirdly,
you just predicted 4-1 instead of 5-0. What are you shaking your finger no at us about?
As Yoda said, there is no hope. There is only do. I'll see you next week right here. And I'll get my Zoom working. And I'll bring you a postcard from Philly so you know I was telling the truth, Dan.
See you later, Jericho.
We love you, Jericho.
See you later, Jack Action.
See you next week.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.